This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
You're listening to Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandu. Retailers from around the world are using analytics to grow their business. However, data analytics is more than just a business tool. Acquiring customers, expanding your business, and minimizing waste are just some elements analytics can provide. And my guest for today is...
Hi Jeff, my name is Sylvia and I'm the COO and co-founder of Omnilytics. We are a fashion analytics and insight software and we provide brands real-time competitor insights.
Hi Jeff, I'm Jean, the head of strategy at Omnilytics.
All right, and Sylvia, you were actually part of my tech panel for Enterprise Rocks, which was the retail conference. Mm-hmm. But for those of who are listening to this and they were not there, and also for some of them who are probably not so familiar with what you guys do, probably you can give us a refresher about, you know, who you guys are. And of course, you mentioned that you are a fashion retail analytics company. And, you know, some would argue like, hey, hang on a minute, like that's interesting. You know, fashion retail analytics, and you can't run away from data and fashion, right? Even if you go back to before the digital day and age. So what do you guys bring to the table into the industry?
Yeah, so what we do is that we monitor about 75,000 e-commerce brands from around the world in real time, about 150 million SKUs on a real-time basis. So with this monitoring, we bring this data to our clients who are fashion brands to help them make better decisions from production, pricing, discounting.
And Jean, you're the head of strategy. So tell me a little bit about your role, especially when it comes to analytics. It feels like, you know, the core of being data savvy is having a good strategy in place. So a little bit about what you do in Omnilytics.
Oh yeah, so what I do at Omnilytics is that I take our company goals and I strategize exactly how we're going to reach them, and then I work with the teams to make sure that we meet those goals.
All right, and how's it been so far? You know, the e-commerce scene is definitely one of the areas that we see the Malaysian government with the new Malaysia is really trying to push. What about the fashion space in the e-commerce sector? Like, you know, how's it been so far? What do you notice that is doing really well in Malaysia? And what are some of the things that you feel could actually be done a lot more? We're not utilizing technology enough in the space.
So looking from a global perspective, right, fashion and data is already a proven recipe for success. We're looking at brands like Zara, Boohoo and Misguided who are using data day in, day out in all the things that they do, and they're proven to be very successful. I guess on the Malaysian end, you know, there's a growing awareness among the fashion community that we need data within the fashion industry, but how to go about it, you know, where to look and, you know, how to apply it, that's still an ongoing education that's coming from different parties to put together, yeah.
Why is that you feel like there's still room for improvement? Of course, nothing's perfect and technology is always evolving. You know, by the time you know, we get out of the studio, there will probably be some new tech solution out there in place with the born of AI and stuff, right? So where do you think we're lacking in terms of the area of utilizing the data itself? Is it just the understanding of what it could be done? Data analysis is not new. It's been around for so many years now. I remember doing a show 10 years ago about how you could use data for your business, but what's changed throughout the number of years?
So what we found is that it's not so much the technology itself, but it's adoption of data and the application of it in the business. So many brands are not aware of the use of it, and the ones that are aware don't really seem to have the urgency to adopt the use of it really quickly. So what we do is try and educate, explain to them really the efficacy of using data.
Do you have that kind of conversations with your, you know, potential customers, and then you go look at it and you're like, you know what, like, we don't really need this, because, you know, if you talked about data from the retail perspective, especially in the digital world, I already would have it, right, from my inventory and then from my social media and stuff, so I would have some sort of data. So, you know, how could you actually improve my business to make it more efficient and, you know, to actually drive my business forward?
Yeah, so what we're talking here is internal data, right? Data from inventory, what are my past sales data, historical data. But what Omnilytics bring to the table is actually external data. What are your competitor doing? How is the market doing? So the danger of just looking at internal data is that it's a little bit like shouting into an echo chamber. You will only hear what you shout into the echo chamber. Take, for example, you have always stocked size M, and size M is your best seller. And your data tells you size M is your best seller. But without ever really stocking size L, you won't know if there's any opportunities out there. So there's actually a lot of danger in just looking at internal analysis. What we bring to the table is a more holistic use of data, combining internal and external data.
What kind of external data that you're talking about here that will bring that holistic view?
So understanding of other e-commerce sites, be it your competitor or a brand that you aspire to be, what are they stocking, what color are they stocking, at what price point do they stock their items, and when do they discount, and when do they go on promotions. Those are the information that we collect.
And these are information that's easily available out there, or like, because it feels like some of this information could be sensitive or private to certain organizations. So how do you actually retrieve this kind of data?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So we collect data by looking at the website and taking down whatever publicly available information on the e-commerce website. So think of it as us going to the e-commerce website and taking a photo of a product page every couple hours. Now, over time, if you place the photos back to back, you start seeing a trend. You start seeing when the product come in stock, when it goes out of stock, whether the price changes or not. So what we gather are publicly available information on the e-commerce sites. So
from there itself, you can, I guess you could tell, right, what's been selling, and these sites are, I guess, you know, this is your retailers, your Lazadas and Lelongs and Shopees and stuff like that, right? And you can actually tell, oh, this item has been sold out. That means like this item seems to be doing quite well, and that's where you gather. How do you actually gather this? Like, you know, surely there's no one's gonna sit on the computer and, you know, click on the checkout button all the time to just monitor this. So I'm sure you use some sort of technology solutions to gather this kind of insight. How's the process like?
Actually, the technology lies within the company itself. We have an in-house data mining team that will go and collect all of this information, and the data processing is also done in-house. All of this is...
And the training process to do all this kind of stuff and all was like, you know, was it difficult? Because talent is one of the things, right, that we have in terms of understanding how we can actually, you know, do data mining and stuff. Like, how difficult was the whole process to actually gather insightful data that you feel like, you know what, now we actually have a business and we can now, you know, push other businesses forward and have Omnilytics as a big brand?
Yeah, I mean... like you touched on a point about talent, right? So our team are comprised of 11 nationalities. We have Tunisians, Italian, British, Vietnamese, anyone that, you know, we see our talent, and we bring them into Malaysia to help us build this technology. So the data mining part is not the tricky part. The very interesting part about our industry is that fashion, when it comes to fashion, you have very interesting classifications of different products. For example, in Australia, a top might be called a jumper, but in UK, it might be called a sweater, right? So the processing part of it, which we do within data science, bringing that together, normalizing it, processing it.
And in the fashion space, I'm not, you know, someone who keeps track of the fashion industry, but I assume that it's very fast. I've heard terms of ultra-fast fashion as well. I have no idea what ultra-fast fashion means, because by the time, every time I visit a store, even if it's once a year, I feel like they've completely changed everything. How do retailers and brands keep up with this? Because, you know, it's not easy to, you know, just go and create something and put it on the store within a day or two. So how does it work? How does data help with all this as well?
So it lies in the business have to first understand what they want to use the data for and understand how to use it to improve their production. So I'll take a step back and go through what ultra-fast fashion is and exactly how fast they are. So when we think about fast fashion, we know it's Zara, right? They do it really, really fast. Their production lead time is about 5 weeks. But when we talk about ultra-fast fashion, we're talking about guys like Misguided and Boohoo who are producing something. The moment is on social media, the moment is on, you know, a competitor's website. The next time, it's already 1 week later, it's on their own website as well. So what they do, the common theme across these ultra-fast fashion people is that they have a stream of information, stream of data that comes into their, you know, their merchandisers, their buyers, and they immediately act upon it. They do this thing called test and repeat model, where they produce a very small collection, put it online, test it, and if it does really well, then they double down or they cull the designs that doesn't work. The central theme here is about the accessibility to real-time data and also be able to respond to the speed of the data that's coming in, processing it and testing it. And it's a very interesting model because compared to traditional retailers. An ultra-fast fashion retailer typically only mark down by 15%, but the traditional retailer will mark down by 50%. So instantly, you can see that the use of real-time analytics helps with demand and supply. You're actually supplying as according to demand.
So data can be used in the fashion space. It can be used to make your business more efficient in terms of driving more sales and your production. But can it also be used in terms of designing what kind of people want and need, into knowing what kind of the consumers would buy and stuff? Would data also be helpful in designing products?
Yeah, definitely. So in terms of design, it's not so much about really putting out what you want, but also putting out what really sells. So what we do is we monitor bestsellers. And if you're in a market where you look to trends in, say, Europe or even, let's say, Korea or Japan, all you have to do is just take a look at their data there, monitor the trend and see if it's performing. And then you can double down and see if you should design something similar or produce something else that sells better in that market.
Mm, and you've got a lot of, case studies of how, businesses that you worked with that has really boomed. You have a blog on your site that you share a lot of insights into the fashion space as well. Perhaps, you could share one of your, real success stories of how a company, a retailer, has used insights in the data that you provided to them and actually really drive the business forwards, and they didn't realize that that would actually do really well.
Yeah, so one of the success stories that I love to always talk about is one of a client who's called Rye. So her business is called Rye, and it's a Singaporean women's wear brand. And I like to bring this up story because it goes against the convention of, I need to be a very big business with a lot of headcount to be able to use data analytics. So Rye is a one-woman show, and she only really recently added an assistant. So how we help her is that she's a designer at heart, right? She loves her creative process. But how we go in is to provide evidence to back her design hypothesis. So I'll give you an example. She wanted to produce a line of tops, and she wanted to know, for the Singaporean market, what are the propensity to buy a top in what price, right? And what kind of cutting suits the Singaporean market? So we help her to gather that data and understand, what is the Singaporean market demanding? And then from there, she can then calibrate her design so that at the end of the day, it's a commercial success. It's not just something where she wants to put out, but in the end, it's not driving profits, it's not driving revenue.
I'm speaking to Sylvia Yin and Jinpei Ng from Omnilytics, and when we come back, we will talk about the Omnilytics Fashion Academy, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
Be free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
And we're back. You're with me, Jeff Sandu, together with Sylvia Yin and Jinpei Ng from Omnilytics, and we are talking about data analytics in the fashion industry. And moving along from the many years of insights that you both have gathered, you've now launched the Omnilytics Fashion Academy. So, what is this, and how did this idea came about, and why an academy?
So from the very beginning at Omnilytics, it's always been our passion to help these fashion brands grow their business. And we've been doing that through the Omnilytics dashboard. So the glamour of the glamorous allure of the fashion industry, this is what I think motivated a lot of the fashion business owners to kind of rush and create their own brands. But as we were speaking to more and more of these fashion brands, we realized that they face a lot of these challenges and pain points. How do I grow, my business? What kind of merchandising plan should I create? And in fact, a report by Statistics Brains shares that only 47% of retail businesses remain in operation after 4 years.
Wow.
And the ones that survive beyond those 4 years often plateau or have no idea how to grow beyond the ceiling. And so what we decided to do was create the Omnilytics Fashion Academy. It basically is an online training program that is designed to help fashion businesses navigate every step of their fashion journey. Mm-hmm. So we cover everything from business planning, strategizing, your merchandising assortment, your buying, marketing, operations, and even up down to promotions and clearance.
Mm, it starts off, I remember going onto the site, and it starts off really just by, how do you want to do a business model for the fashion industry? It starts off from 101 all the way to quite an advanced advanced level. And some would say that, you know, there are already so many different types of online courses that we can learn from, some free, some paid. What made you decide to, you know, we're going to do this on our own and solely focus just on the fashion space as well? Is it a big enough pie for you guys?
So what's different from the other online courses is that OMSIC's Fashion Academy, we focus a lot on real-life applications. Other courses provide theory-like, just the theory aspect of it, but theory on its own without application is quite useless. Mm. So the great thing about the Omnitics Fashion Academy is that it comes together with helpful templates, but more importantly, it also comes with access to the Omnitics dashboard. So what brand owners are able to do is that they would learn the theory of it and then immediately put their knowledge to use to application and use the real-life data on Omnitics dashboard.
And who has contributed into these learnings as well? Because I'm sure it's not just from your own insights that you would have. You would have some partners that are also helping you in terms of getting some of the content out there to your future students for OFA, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We had industry practitioners with combined experience of over 30 years working at global apparel brands such as Levi's, Dorothy Perkins, and even our local successful homegrown brands.
Some would say that, you know, you're obviously championing the fashion space. Now you're doing like a fashion academy for data insights and stuff. Is there anything beyond the fashion that you would probably, you know, Omnilytics would tap on? Because Omnilytics itself just sounds like a data company, but clearly, you know, you guys are solely focused on the fashion space. Is there anything beyond that you see, you know, Omnilytics may do with the experience that you've had throughout a number of years?
Yeah, absolutely. You nailed it. Omnilytics is a data company, and the great thing about the systems and the technology we put in place is that we have the ability to scrape any website around the world. And this gives us an incredible opportunity to venture into any industry, really. We could look at home and living, technology, FMCG, beauty. Really, it's endless. Mm.
Are we doing enough? Like, do you see businesses here in Malaysia compared to, I know you've got presence in Singapore as well.
Indonesia as well.
Yeah. Comparing with those regions, where are we at the moment in terms of the maturity of data analytics?
This is quite interesting. So comparing Malaysia and Indonesia, we found that Indonesia, while the use of data analytics would be quite comparative to Malaysia, the mindset is very different. Mm. It's a hungrier market. There's a lot more competition out there. It's a bigger population. So the brands that we meet there, the clients that we work with there are very receptive and very open to really learning how to use data analytics, very open to adopting. As compared to Malaysia, we generally find a sense of not so much resistance. They understand as well that, you know, the need for data analytics, but it's not at the door yet. They don't feel like, you know,
there's no pressure cooker syndrome.
Over here yet. So in that sense, you know, Indonesia, they're ahead and advanced in terms of mindset. And when they compare to Singapore are ready to use the data analytics.
But we are at risk because you see a lot of foreign kind of retailers, whether it's retailers or just digital players that are coming in, the guys from, you know, Singapore, Indonesia, China as well, right? They're coming in and they're selling stuff. And, you know, I'm buying products online, not necessarily fashion products, but, you know, anything that I would buy online, chances are it may arrive from, you know, somewhere outside of Malaysia, but as a consumer, I didn't really care. But it's actually losing out businesses, local businesses who have the power to, you know, be more faster in delivering it in terms of, you know, having a 2-day, 3-day delivery time frame. They're losing out if they're not, you know, being hungry enough.
You're absolutely right. I do urge, you know, the business owners in Malaysia to think about it in a slightly different way. So when you're in offline retail, you know who your competitors are, right? It's along that street. You know who's on your left, who's on your right. So you're competing with people that passes by in front of these couple of stores. Because of the advent of the digital age, because of e-commerce, every single store in the world is your competitor, whether you like it or not, in terms of like time, in terms of mindshare. So it's like as if that you are on a retail street that is never ending. It's just, and every day, millions of brands are joining the e-commerce space, you know? So you're absolutely right that we are losing out if we do not start feeling that sense of urgency and putting that into action.
Mm. What are your thoughts on, just touching on the offline retail space, that's evolving as well. We're seeing more IoT devices that will help offline retailers to understand the consumers' behavior better, or just to understand the consumers that are walking around their stores better. What are your thoughts in terms of the explosion of data that you were probably going to be receiving at the end of the day, looking at the amount of tech that's being embedded in retail space, especially in the fashion space? Where do you think it's going to be heading, and how excited are you just with the journey?
Definitely very excited. I think it's you know, there was a debate about like, oh, offline retail versus online retail, but it's not so much of that. You know, the digital native of today, like yourself and myself, we have multiple touch points across online and offline. So it's not so much about offline versus online. It's about what is an integrated database that you can use, tap into to optimize your business processes. So, you know, with the advent of IoT devices and whatnot, the increasing accumulation of data offline and combining with data online can be really, really powerful in delivering very good experience to the end consumer.
Mm. And where's Omnilytics heading for the next few months till the year end? I know you just launched the OFA. I'm sure you're, you know, doubling down on OFA. But besides that, where else are you guys looking forward to for the year?
We're going to be testing markets, actually. So we're looking at expansion in Australia and Philippines this year, and potentially a lot more markets in Q1 next year as well.
Right. When you do expand to these kind of areas, what do you look into? Like, what factors do you consider that makes business sense to move into those kind? Do you actually need a presence in those kind of countries that you were to expand, or is data just something that could be done anywhere in the world?
Yeah, the beauty of it is that data can be done anywhere in the world. So we would go into the market and, you know, assess it. But by the end of the day, the access to our market intelligence dashboard is really a password and a username. Mm. And with our technology, the ability to take down any websites from around the world, to give you an idea, we can take down a large website within just 3 days max, right? So any website around the world, we can take it down, and our data science processing can then translate maybe from a Vietnamese site and then normalize it to English, and then it can be on the dashboard. So geographically, it's not really much of a limit. So what we care more is about whether, you know, the market is ready for data analytics. Are the brand owners ready for a mindset shift? And that's more important, because by the end of the day, adopting data is a culture that has to permeate throughout the organization, and not just from top down or just, yeah.
So technically, we would see Omnilytics around the world. If you could, you would, actually.
Yes,
right?
Definitely. That is the strategy and the goal in mind.
All right. Well, we'll wish you all the best, and, you know, hopefully when I bring you back, you know, in the next couple of years, you know, we will see like Omnilytics is a global company and not just a Southeast Asian player in the data analytics space. So
yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I've been speaking to Sylvia Yin and Jean Pei Ng from Omnilytics, talking about the fashion industry with data analytics and also the Omnilytics Fashion Academy. And if you missed any parts of this show, you can download the podcast now at bfm.my or get the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. And now it's time for your TM1 Tech Minute. Dolce & Gabbana created a stir at the 2018 Milan Fashion Week with drones modeling its bags on the catwalk. Fashion isn't something most people automatically associate with technology and data, but that's changing. Soon, the clothing we wear could be as high-tech as the devices we use. Smart fabrics are being explored for military use as interactive camouflage. Pioneering technologies are allowing screens to be woven into threads, like raising the possibility that we can program the clothes we wear with whatever colors, patterns, and pictures we choose. They can even double as screens for voice-activated devices, streamed over high-speed 5G networks. Stylish solutions that maximize your digital opportunities. TM1 Big Data and Analytics provides valuable insights for better decision-making, made possible by TM1. And that was your TM1 Tech Minute.
Tech Talk, made possible by TM1. To learn more, visit tm1.com.my.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.